The Smithsonian Institution has a new chief, Wayne Clough, who is currently the president of Georgia Tech. He will be secretary of the institution that was founded back in 1846. It holds many of America's treasures, although it's been known more recently for scandals. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, the new secretary has a big job ahead of him.
Wayne Clough stood in a majestic room in the Smithsonian Castle on the National Mall. A stuffed snow leopard and big black bear looked down over the new secretary. This was a big day for Smithsonian officials. After a year of scandal, Alan Spoon, the head of the search committee, explained one of the reasons Wayne Clough got the job.
Public trust, his ability to build that is proven on a variety of planes, but certainly in the communities that he served around Georgia, the Georgia educational system, the legislature there, the governor, the local community, we've checked into that as well.
Wayne Clough's record of integrity is important. The last secretary, Lawrence Small, resigned after being investigated for his lavish spending. His annual salary and compensation reached more than $900,000. And over time, he charged the Smithsonian more than $1 million for the use of his home for official events. The Board of Regents, which oversees the Smithsonian, was sharply criticized for a lack of oversight. Pablo Eisenberg is a professor at Georgetown University's Public Policy Institute and a regular columnist for the Chronicle of Philanthropy.
You have an entrenched Board of Regents who are responsible for what has been going on, who fail to exercise their fiduciary responsibility and oversight responsibilities.
But raising money will be Clough's biggest task. At Georgia Tech, he led two capital campaigns that brought in more than $1 billion in private gifts. That experience will come in handy since the Smithsonian needs $2.5 billion just for repairs and maintenance. About 70% of the Smithsonian's budget comes from the federal government. But members of Congress have said repeatedly, "Don't look to us." Senator Dianne Feinstein of California heads the committee that oversees the Smithsonian.
I see no way that that $2.5 billion shortfall is ever going to be picked up by the public sector. The pressures on the dollars in that particular allocation is just too great.
Wayne Clough brings a reputation as a consensus builder to the Smithsonian. At Georgia Tech, he was praised for improving its reputation for science, but also expanding the humanities. In his book, The World is Flat, Thomas Friedman wrote a chapter about Clough and Georgia Tech called The Right Stuff. Friedman wrote, "Very few presidents of premier technology universities boast about their tubas as much as their test tubes, but Clough has reason to boast." As for all of the problems he will face at the Smithsonian, Wayne Clough believes he's ready.
I have tried to position myself in life from the point of view of serving the folks that I work for. And leadership, I think, is very much a servant operation. And I believe that problem solving is part of that. But you don't want to be consumed by the problems, because if you are consumed by the problems, you forget about the great vision that stands in front of you.
Plus, he'll have plenty of places to go if he needs a break. As a geotechnology engineer, Clough says one of his favorite spots at the Smithsonian is the Natural History Museum's gem collection. Wayne Clough begins as the new secretary of the Smithsonian in July. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.